The JJC Podcast Experience.
Bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
We aspire to empower the voice of the unheard.
Hey guys, welcome to What the Society, where we question society and its rules. And today, I want to speak about a realization I've made. Or a couple of realizations I've made. So yeah, let's get into it.
We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
So, I'm always making realizations or connecting the dots to situations that don't necessarily connect. I don't know if that makes sense. But I'm always thinking about different things and always coming up with theories on different things. But this one just came out of the blue. And they normally do come out of the blue. There's something about this realization that I've made that I'm going to tell you guys about. So, I think that the more that women progress in breaking down the myths about who they are and breaking out of the boxes that our patriarchal society has put them in, the more that women do that, almost gives men freedom. I don't know if that makes sense. I think that it opens up conversation and it also brings about realization in men. And so, okay, for example, I know that there's this whole body positivity movement going on where women are encouraged to love their bodies. They're encouraged to be proud of their different bodies, the different shapes and sizes. I mean, women have taken the stigma around things like stretch marks and all of that. And I found that movement has almost given men a freedom. I think the other day I was watching a show where these guys, men specifically, were speaking about their experiences with the pressures that the media puts on them, you know, the pressure that men need to have a six pack or all men's bodies need to look a certain way. And I feel that men wouldn't even be having those conversations if it were not for women who brought that up and had to fight that within their own circles. I mean, we've known about the pressure society has put on women for a long time, and I think it's only now that we as men are starting to realize that that applies to us too. And that's why I think that the more that women debunk myths about who they are, or the more that they step out of these boxes, and the more that they decide to not take on the pressure that society puts on them, it almost brings a freedom amongst men, you know. I find that not even just with, I mean, body positivity, because that's a big thing, that's a good thing that's going on. Women have almost given men a freedom to now also explore the fact that they're also pressured. But I found that in the media as well, I mean, in TV shows, in movies, women are now, and there's still, hear me out, there's still a lot of work to be done in the depiction of women in media, but I found that different types of women are being depicted, you know. In movies, women are not always being depicted as the damsel in this distress that needs to be saved, or they're not always depicted as weak because women aren't weak. And women are different, and I guess that's what I'm basically trying to say. And I found that the media is starting to show that women are different, and the women's differences, their likes and dislikes, should not be taken away from their womanhood or femininity. And I find that that's also opened up a new way of thinking for men, you know? Just like how women don't like the same things. And I mean, a simple example would be, like, not all women like to wear skirts, not all women like to wear pants. I think that with guys, that's almost opening or giving us a freedom again in the fact that guys can speak about the fact that not all guys like sports, not all guys like the same thing. And I find that with women being vocal about their differences that still unite them at the end of the day in a common sisterhood, men should be able to do the same. And I find that that's also starting to become a conversation within circles. that we as guys do like different things that shouldn't take away from our masculinity, you know? It's part of our multi-layered definitions, you know? I find that women have this, it's almost like a multi-layered definition of what it means to be a woman, because it's not the same for everyone. And I find that the same is being realized about men, you know? Not all men are the same. And so I think what I've realized or what I'm trying to say is that the more that women progress, the more that women fight for equality, which involves them debunking myths and being vocal about their hardships or being vocal about their nuanced experiences, the more that happens, the more men start to do the same. And if you think about it, if women are progressing to a point where they're able to be completely free, if they're able to be completely equal to men, and I say completely because women need to be equal to us as guys in all spheres of life. If a woman's life is bettered through the equality of men and women, and a woman get to, how do I say this? I think basically what I'm trying to say is that women's progression almost makes a better society for all, because they bring about a freedom, or they bring about realizations in men. The more that they try to fight down barriers, the more barriers that they try to fight down just almost equals in opening up conversations for men. And I think if men are able to be vocal about their nuanced experience with their masculinity or in manhood, and women are open about that, that almost brings about a better society where people are able to speak about the different experience, and more people are going to be able to be accepted because of the realization that we are not the same. Basically, I think that women, I think a woman's fight to be equal almost brings revelation to men. And that's a good thing. And so I think that just boils down to us as a people realizing, us as men, sorry, specifically realizing that we need to help women in this fight for equality, because it betters the society for all of us. We all benefit. We're not gonna benefit, although patriarchy does benefit when women are down, but our society as a whole needs to benefit. And the only way that our society as a whole can benefit is when women are completely equal to us. The fight for women's equality is not a woman's fight alone, and we as men, should step up to the table. So basically what I'm trying to say is that women lead the way for male revelation in the pursuit of total equality with men. And this is something that we should embrace as guys. We should start letting women, not even start because they already are, but we should start learning from women. When women want to speak about a nuanced experience in their community, we should learn and reflect if that's actually an issue or a thing in our communities. And yeah, basically, in the end, women lead the way for male revelation, and that leads the way for a better society.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.